Okay. Confessions of a Cameraman, a Sunday paper by Louis Rodriguez. It used to take a lot of typing and typesetting to make a Sunday newspaper. Typing, that's some good stuff. Clickety-clack, it talks back. Each letter designed to balance perfection, with each metal key adding its own oddities. Ribbon ink on your fingers. Woody Allen has typed every script he's ever wrote on an old war horse. He admits that some of his anxiety and angst comes from knowing that his typewriter will outlive him. Now enter the digital age of word processing. Realize that every document you print on any printer sold in the world has a hidden secret code tying your printouts to your printer. So who cares? Any good manifesto writer knows that you have to type your crazy out. I'm lucky I can never really type. When I was in college and had my first newswriter class, yep, that used to be a thing. We had a stuff called newspapers and investigative journalism way back then. It was a whole industry. They had mailboxes on the side of the road over there, in front of stores, where you put this money thing, it's called coins, into a slot. Then he pulled out some flat dead tree with ink on it, and then the other old thing called reading that was replaced with television. These things we read called newspapers used to be so important that as a nation, we flouted every child labor law we had on the books and made kids get up at 4 a.m. to retrieve backbreaking bundles of newsprint. On Sundays, a day of rest, you got up extra early at 3 a.m. to insert all the ads, fold and rubber band. Then you rode your bicycle in the dark morning with no lights, reflectors, or helmet on, with 100 pounds of newspapers and a canvas sack tied onto your handlebars so heavy you could barely even steer, wobbling down the street like a drunk coming home from a bender, throwing these Sunday monstrosities onto people's darkened stoops. That Sunday paper has something in it for everybody. Color comic strips, stock info, homes for sale, car ads, jobs, movie times, horoscopes, all the horses running the tracks across the nation, exact payoffs for winners and exactas, even exception call editorials where you could send in a short, well-worded manifesto on your own narcissistic personal viewpoints for all the world to read. We called it social media. You could wrap the fish you caught and fried. You could even start a fire or wipe your ass with it while camping. It was all things to all people, the Sunday paper. Then once a month, like a mobster collecting a bookie debt, I would go out to these newspaper reading houses filled with unknown families, stock investors, child molesters, compulsive gamblers, people worried about the past and the future, procrastinators, political gadflies, fishermen, and campers. And you would ask for your money, my money, knock, knock, rapping loudly on the front door like a cop, right now, cash on the barrel head, or my dad's gonna have to come over here and kick your ass. So you can collect your $2 for papers and 25 cent tip for not being in the sprinklers. Bye. I'll see you next month. I say as menacingly as possible as a 10-year-old can. I couldn't type then. I still can't type now. Back in the university, my news writing professor says right to my face as a whole class is seated in front of typewriters, you know, you can't type worth a shit. You may want to think about a different career. Spoken like a true whiskey swilling gumshoe reporter. And that's the reason why I became a cameraman and not a newspaper man.